Mobile low bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your secret identity couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 21st, 2014.
And this is episode 154.
Woo!
What's going on, everybody?
Hey, everybody.
Another show of the Valentine Cast. We are happy that you're here with us today.
We are.
This beautiful April 21st. It was like 80-some degrees here in Louisville, Kentucky. I didn't do any yard work because I just didn't feel like it. And it's also Easter Monday.
Yeah. It's Easter Monday, y'all.
And we had to work.
Please.
Which we always have to work. So
no, it's the work.
So, how was your Easter?
It was filled with food.
Or how was your weekend?
It was good. I spent time playing video games, watching TV, and eating good food. That was the extent of my weekend.
Ah, cool.
And yours?
It was wonderful. I was with a great company and it was just nice, just chilling out for a bit. It was
I had a little mini rant about Easter baskets.
You did?
Yeah, it was a mini rant. It was fine. It's just people treat it like a second Christmas, which is totally in their right to do.
Right.
It's just odd. Because when I was little, no one ever did that.
Right.
You might get one toy.
Right.
Like that.
Right.
Like
and it's usually the paddle. With the ball on it.
Yeah, something like that. Or like a water gun or bubbles.
Right.
I get bubbles.
Bubbles.
But now people are getting like somebody got a bicycle or a Roku or Xbox. Right. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
It's the new Christmas. So here's my theory behind that. Okay, you want to hear my theory behind that? But before I get into that theory, I just wanted to just say, what's going on to our chat room? What's up, everybody?
Hey, chat room.
Who do we have with us today?
We have Ashy 3 Classy Aaron.
From the Black Astronauts.
From the Black Astronauts podcast.
Right.
Box Tech is in the house.
What's going on, Mr. Jeff from the Cubs Out Loud
podcast? Yep. JB Hannah.
What's going on, JB? Life is Leet.
Life is what?
Life is Leet.
Life is Leet. Yes. Yep. And then we have Punk Gopher.
What is going on, Punk Gopher? With Gaming from Gopher. Gaming with Gopher.
Gaming with Gopher.
That little blog that he has going right now.
I think you do this like as a memory test.
For who?
For yourself.
No. Not really.
Diddy just joined. Hello, Diddy.
Hey, Diddy.
And Udella is either busy or not far behind.
Not far behind. So, and we won't have Zobby won't be here. She told us last week that she wasn't going to be here today.
That's true.
Zobby and Muhogan, you know, wishing those guys the best.
They're in spurt. But, I don't know.
So
people celebrate the way they like. So it's not a big deal.
So here's my theory behind the Easter thing and why it may become the second Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Or would it be the first Christmas?
First, I imagine.
Because... Why is the pre-Christmas? Or anyway, so here's my theory. My theory is that during Christmas, families may be tight on the funds, so they can't get the kids something huge or is sold out. Easter usually falls around that time of the year when tax time.
Yes.
You know, tax refunds. So you have all this extra money, which, of course, we don't. Because we had to pay out again on tax.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Obama.
Oh, it's all Obama's fault.
All his fault.
But
I don't care. My foot hurt. Thanks, but, Obama.
But it's totally fine. Like, I can see me still doing Easter baskets. It was fun.
Right.
I'm gonna be dyeing eggs.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be, you know, doing Easter egg hunt until they don't want to do it anymore.
Right. So I think that Easter may be the holiday where they may make up for the lack of Christmas gifts. Mm. Possibly.
Some people do both.
So that's kind of what I'm thinking a little bit. I mean, I don't know. That's probably a lame reason, which, you know, each his own. But I just know, you know, for our kids and stuff like that, it was always Easter baskets that we made. You know, mm-hmm. we didn't buy the Easter basket. We'd go get the dollar baskets, go get the fake grass.
Yeah, the fake grass.
And we got some candy and whatnot. And all that, you know what I'm saying?
I agree. Yeah, so, times they are changing.
Times are changing.
And okay, but this is gonna be unpopular opinion. But all right. I think it's tacky to post your kids' haul on birthday, Christmas, or Easter.
I think it's
tacky. Unpopular, but this is my personal opinion. I think it's tacky.
I think that is tacky all the way around.
Anytime you get a haul for anything.
Right. In a way.
Maybe. So, I've done it before, I think, on Christmas.
Did we do it?
Did we do it last Christmas?
Last Christmas.
We did it in our apartment.
I know we did it in our apartment.
We didn't have a lot either.
And I know I did my Firefly because I really loved my Firefly, my Serenity spaceship.
I guess, and okay, this is gonna come off wrong. It's tackier when there's a whole bunch of stuff. Like, I've seen some Christmas hauls for kids that fill the entire room.
Right.
And it comes off tackier than if you show like three items. This is me. I'm not saying it's right.
I see what you're saying.
Sometimes you get gut feelings and it happens. And
I'm trying to remember this past episode, and I'm not saying that we're better than anybody.
No.
I'm not saying that at all, because I know
actually I'm probably much worse than a lot.
I know I probably did some stuff, but I'm trying to remember.
I've done a lot of things.
I'm trying to remember. We didn't talk about presents too much this past year, did we?
I don't think so.
And I think we intentionally did that.
Yeah. I don't know. I tend to be honest, so I say what I'm honestly feeling. And you know what? A lot of people, they don't have such nice thoughts all the time.
Right.
But I try to be a little more honest. Right. Not calling anybody in particular out.
Right, right.
So I don't do that. So, but hey, happy Easter, y'all. happy bunny ears. I hope you all, those of you all that attend church, hope the church service was nice.
Yep.
You
know one thing that always got me?
What always?
See, I could never participate like what? This because I grew up, I didn't grow up with a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you know, we had what we had and we may do with what we had. So a lot of times the tradition of going and getting a Easter outfit for Easter, you know, that was something that I didn't do a lot of.
We did that. But it was never an expensive outfit, but we did do that.
And I just don't. I often wonder where that came from. You know what I'm saying?
A new outfit for Easter?
Yeah.
Because it's spring. Well, Jesus is new. Jesus has arisen. You arrived with new clothes, I suppose.
But okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
I see what you're saying. So it's supposed to be like a new life or.
Yeah,
or,
so everything's new. New life, new Easter clothes. Spring, even if you're not religious, spring signifies new life, new growth, you know, new plants coming out. You see baby animals. That's when a lot of animals are born.
Okay.
So that's where that kind of comes from.
Okay.
But yeah, I totally, like, can you see yourself getting your daughters a new outfit?
I mean, if we're doing, okay, so
if we don't go to church.
I understand Easter photos, which, just another thing for people to make money off of, but I understand, yeah. Because when we had went to Once Upon a Child,
mm-hmm.
there was a couple there, that you didn't see them, but they were inked up. They had mad ink, and they
was
were
it nice ink.
Huh?
Was it nice
ink? Yeah. That's the lady I was talking to out front, because her and her husband were trying to find a shirt for their son, because apparently her parents were wanting to do Easter photos. So they were at Once Upon a Child, you know, getting the consignment.
Which clothes, makes sense.
Which makes total sense.
I mean, it's...
I was like...
These are little kids.
Yeah. And I thought it was kind of cool that they were doing that.
I don't know if it's cooler these days, but it's more accepted, maybe?
I think it's more accepted. I mean, listen to the song that we listened to from Andrew Allen Trio, Thrift Shop. It's his cover of Thrift Shop. So, you know, thanks Macklemore. Nah, I'm playing.
Thanks a lot.
Speaking of Andrew Allen Trio, they do have a Kickstarter that they started a while back. I think it started a month ago, and it's getting close to the end of its funding. Mm-hmm. So they're looking to raise $18,000. This is their third album that they've done. This is, you know, they've always have done this, done albums of covers of, you know, geeky, like, but out at Kickstarter, if you search for Andrew Allen Trio, he is doing a new album. Mm-hmm. It's a doubled CD, and it is actually titled Secret Identity, covering the music of Marvel and DC film and TV.
Right, and the top level isn't really that much. It's $48.
Right.
Top levels I've seen are like $500, so it's not really that much.
Right. So... basically, they need to raise just a smidgen over $5,000 in the next 46 hours. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that they make it. If you're looking to be a backer, go check them out. Go out to Kickstarter.com and search for Andrew Allen Trio. They will greatly appreciate that. And I just want to thank those guys for allowing us to use the music that they've done to use as our background music as we talk during the show. No further ado, let's get into some weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up! Boom!
That's how you people say it, right?
Yes, that's how we say it. And I just looked outside and we left our dog out there.
Hey, Toby. Toby. Well, then you can talk about Diablo.
No, he's fine.
Okay. It's warm outside.
I think he's fine.
So we played a ton of Diablo. I'll probably talk about this more in games, but we were Diabloing.
We were. We played some Diablos.
We did some progression, I guess. What could be labeled as?
Yeah, we did some progression. We upped it up a little bit, and we're doing some Torment 1, which I realized today I cannot do Torment 1 by myself. Which I found interesting.
I probably couldn't do it by myself either.
Yeah. So Renee and I, we moved up to Torment 1, which is the new level of difficulty, mm-hmm. Where you get new types of drops and stuff like that. Yep. So
we played tons and tons of Diablo. I'm going to talk about more about
we
Diablo
did.
Media.
And then on Friday, we actually made a pit stop and dropped off some goods, and we got to see Miss Eve.
Oh, we did. We got to see Eve. Yeah, we dropped off because everybody knows how new parents, they forget to eat, apparently.
Right.
So we dropped off some stuff. We got to see Eve and
We didn't stay
Aaron's
long.
Lovely wife.
Yeah, we got to see Aaron's lovely wife from the Black House Nights podcast.
Eve was adorable. She was such a good baby.
She was. Super cute. Super cute.
So I was glad we could do that for them.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it was really nice to see her.
Oh yeah,
I know it's tough.
I know you were fighting back, wanting to ask a lot of questions.
No, yeah, but you know, and also I know new parents don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So
and plus we were hungry.
Yeah, we were hungry. We didn't stay. I was just like, I'll question her some other time.
Right.
So that's how I'm gonna do with the. New parents, if you have a baby, and I don't know you kind of well, I'm going to question you. Even though every baby and every pregnancy and every birth experience is different,
right?
It still helps me.
Yeah, you get a different perspective. and everything else. So
I think it's cool. Just like you created this little life, you know.
Yeah.
Who's gonna grow up to have their own little personality and make their own choices.
Right.
And, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. So it's good seeing them and seeing Eve and Miss Aaron. Yep. We'll say Miss Aaron.
Miss Aaron.
Yep.
Mrs. Aaron, yeah. And then Jay put his foot in some collard greens.
Yeah, so.
How did that go down?
So it was funny. Mom had sent a text out like on Thursday and was like, hey, let's have family dinner. Dad's cooking the turkey and ham and all this other stuff. And Renee and I were like, what, why are we cooking this elaborate meal?
Yeah, I was like, why are we having all this fancy stuff right. for a Sunday dinner? This is not normal.
Right, right.
We both belatedly realized.
It was Easter. So it was Easter dinner. So.
I didn't even realize it was Easter.
Right.
That's how far away I am. But anyway, so.
So the item that we decided to bring was, since Mom was cooking a whole lot, she usually makes the collard greens that she picks up from Pick Pack on the West End. But I didn't want her to have to worry about that. So I made the collard greens this week. And I will say I cheated a little bit.
Did.
I got a Paula Deen recipe. Don't judge me. Her recipes
racist,
are still
you
awesome.
You used a racist.
So I got a Paula Deen recipe for jalapeno collard greens. And the ingredients... She used frozen collard greens, but I actually went and I got some of, what's it, Glory? What's the Glory collard greens
yeah,
or something
Glory,
like that?
Yeah,
I got some of those collard greens. And people that's had those, it says Southern collard greens, and they're supposed to be seasoned and stuff. They're not really seasoned.
They're not. They're not and
they don't yeah. taste bland or anything else.
But
like
But they
that.
Aren't really seasoned like
right.
you need season.
So I got some onions, balsamic vinegar, some jalapenos and garlic and everything, and I threw it in the pan, just like the directions said, and wait till the onions got translucent. Then I stirred in the collard greens and the balsamic vinaigrette and seasoned them. I didn't call for this, but I know I added a pinch of sugar, you know.
Because?
To cut through the bitterness a little bit.
It helps to cut any bitterness. You put a pinch of sugar in anything, cuts through the bitterness, let me tell you.
Right. So I put in the jalapenos, and then I also threw in some red pepper flakes.
Jay just,
So I absolutely love collard greens, and I also love spicy collard greens. So I made those, and how did they turn out? Did you like them?
I did. I like the little bite to them. I like both kinds of collard greens. One, fresh collard greens that have the crunch, the slight crunchiness, which I kind of like.
You
Sorry.
Do. I don't know why slight, you like the crunchy.
Sorry. I like my collard greens to be slightly firm.
Eat some cabbage. Don't.
Why do you like firm cabbage?
I don't like firm cabbage.
I like but my cabbage and my greens to be slightly firm.
I can handle cabbage like, being firm, but
I
collard
like
greens.
I like all vegetables to be slightly firm.
Not collard greens, man. Not collard greens.
It's supposed to be just. You bite into them, you just mush.
Oh, man. Collard greens.
So, we disagree on collard green texture.
Renee made some greens one time. You remember you made those greens from the co-op box?
They're great.
And they were crunchy?
And they were wonderful.
I was like, babe.
They were great.
Oh, I was like, babe, they're firmer than what I normally would like.
But they were great.
Yeah.
Just because you like mushy collard greens, don't mean everybody else like mushy collard greens.
Yep. So I got to get the opportunity to text Deidre her lovely picture from 2008. That picture is from 2008, Renee.
You bring it up at the weirdest times. It's hilarious.
And I said, I wish you were here.
And let me just say, Kroger doesn't sell collard greens frozen.
No, they don't.
Kroger, because we are in a white area, and apparently white people don't eat collard greens. I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if that's the reason or why they don't sell collard greens. They sell turnip greens with pieces of cut-up turnip in them, and that's gross. I don't care if it's turnip green. You don't need pieces of turnip in there.
Right.
Sorry. Anyway. So Deidre didn't get to come.
She didn't.
Up for Easter. She came up. She'll be here in a little bit.
Yep. And with that, let's go ahead and jump right into some media.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Thank you, Eric, from the Mr. Mom Daily Podcast and Nerd Parents as well for that bumper there. I know it's turned down, babe. Since we're in media and movies, let's talk a little bit about what we did this week. What did we watch this week?
We didn't watch the movie. But I have it for next week since we got no suggestions. We're going to watch it. I like with your gear.
We got to watch with your gear.
You did it on purpose. You didn't.
Well, actually.
You can't go not watching the movie just because.
To be fair.
There is no being fair.
No, to be fair, I was wanting to watch it. But then I wasn't in the mood to watch it.
Does that make sense? You didn't know what it's about.
No, I just wasn't in the mood to watch a long movie. At all after Saturday.
Okay.
I just wasn't in the mood to watch.
Well, it's gonna be arbitrage again with old Richard Gere.
Yeah.
Not the young, pretty woman, sexy Richard Gere.
Right. So we'll be watching it this week. And instead what we did, we played a little bit of Diablo.
God, we played so much Diablo.
We did.
And it's good because I'm taking advantage of it now because I might not want to play in a month or so. So it's good to play. So we got some characters up to 70. We got our... What do we get to 70?
I got my second monk up to 70 that I want to play because I wanted to play the dude.
And I got my demon hunter up to 70.
You did.
And my demon hunter is the least favorite of all the classes so far.
And least I think, favorite. I just think it's a gear thing.
Probably. You know. I run, I don't like what I'm running because my main ability does a lot of damage, the rapid fire.
Right.
But then once I'm out of strength.
Or hatred or whatever. Yeah.
Hatred, I'm like, I don't like playing it when I'm out of hatred.
Right.
I'm like, it's stupid. I hate running out of hatred. So it helps to have the bat companion, but the wolf companion is supposed to be better. Whatever.
I don't use a companion.
I know. But the back companion helps keep my hatred up. So
yeah, I need to play it one more time. Cause I didn't mind my demon hunter, but I really enjoyed my monk a whole lot.
Maybe I just need a different build. But anyway, so yeah, you played your monk, and I started a character that I don't want Jay to help me on. I want to play with myself because I'm the type of person that likes experiences where you kind of pull yourself up by your bootstrap kind of thing. Even on WoW, I like that. I had a character that I wouldn't let you transfer gold to me, and I wouldn't let you help me on WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of like that. So my monk is kind of like that. So so since the demon hunter got to 70, I still need to do a crusader, but I was wanting to play, I guess.
Just wanting to play your witch doctor because you missed your witch doctor.
Right. After playing the demon hunter, after getting the taste of the demon hunter out of my mouth with the class I know I really like.
Right.
So, it's the witch doctor. I love my witch doctor, and you didn't get too into your witch doctor.
Yeah. So for me, my witch doctor, I'm going to go back and look at him and stuff. I mean, because it's just really, for me, it just feels awkward a little bit. But I mean, you know. It's just odd. It's an odd way
honestly,
to play.
I do pretty much one ability and that's it.
Which ability is that?
Fire bats. And does awesome.
Right.
And you can't get, you have a trouble finding out how far it reaches.
Right.
It reaches pretty far and I've come to realize that.
Okay. And so I actually, on my, I think I hit my 7th 70
mm-hmm.
in Diablo. I think that's right. And so I did do that.
So we should try Torment 2 one time just to see how hard it is.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not getting any more upgrades on Torment 1.
You're not?
Are you? Well, no. I take that back. I'm getting some. When do you think we should make that leap?
I actually, today, I got like my first green recipe. Well, my second green recipe.
Okay. So maybe we should stick with this for a little bit.
No, I mean, we can try Torment too. I do want to take you to Wimshire.
I heard about that.
Because there's actually an item I need to farm there. The mystical source, which is from Wimshire. So we can probably do that on Torment 1, see how it goes.
Yeah.
But I did get a legendary chest piece today via the vendor. And I got some legendary boots via the vendor as well today. Which was really odd to get some upgrades from the vendor, because she really hasn't been giving me anything, you know. So I think JB Hanna has asked if the Witch Doctor is OP, as Scott Johnson says.
I think it is. Now, especially if you do a Witch Doctor Monk combo, it's crazy.
Right.
Amazing.
So here the Monk has an ability called Unity. It's a passive ability. And basically for each ally that is in your party, you get a 5% buff to damage.
Right.
But I was talking to Frisco's about this. Before they patched it, it had no cap. So if you had all your Witch Doctor pets, which you can get up to 7 to 10.
Oh, so there's a cap to how many now.
It's 20% now. So, you can get to a point where you're, like, doing 50% more damage.
Okay, yeah. See, it's probably more OP back then.
Oh, yeah, because Frisco said back then, it was 3 Witch Doctors and 1 Monk.
Wow. And they would blow through everything.
They would just blow through everything.
On T6, just...
Right. So, I'm really enjoying the Monk. I've learned a trick. I was doing the enchants on my equipment wrong. I was doing it for all elements, you know, trying to get resistance for all elements. But if I focus on one element and use the passive ability of 1 with everything, which takes my highest resistance and brings all the other ones up with it, it evens it out. So whatever my highest is, it pulls all the other ones up.
But I still think we do a lot of damage.
We do.
It's 20% extra damage. So it's pretty fun. And we die every now and then on T1.
Right.
But not as much as we used to.
Right.
So N wanted to know what's up with Banished. And Diablo came in. He wanted to know if we got bored with it.
Oh, no.
Did it become dull?
No.
It didn't, but Diablo takes precedence over Banished.
Right.
And I might go back to Banished when I don't want to be actively involved.
Right. So
I haven't played in a while, but Diablo's always
this
there.
This is how, to me, Banished is like, I'm not going to say a fine wine. I'm not gonna say a fine wine, but Banished is timeless.
Mm-hmm.
I think that game is timeless. That game, you know, it's like when you go back, it's just gonna be just like getting back on a bike and just saying,
right. Isn't that nice? There, my dude got hit by a rock slide. This is
right
back to what it used to be. It's just so wonderful.
Right. And Banished is a great game for when, you know, for multitasking.
Right.
So that if you're doing something, you know, you can kind of just it's in the background and, you know, you hear the chime. Oh, somebody, you know, a tradesman came. Or, oh, somebody died. Or, oh, somebody was born. Or something's on fire.
I love when somebody's born. I'm like, yes, hurry, population.
More people to fight.
I know. Yep. And as far as PS4 games, Aaron, that I'm looking for, the only one I'm looking forward to is Watch Dogs.
Right. And I've been looking forward to Second Son.
There are others I'm looking forward to, but not enough to spend the money on.
Yeah, I almost picked up Second Son to play because I've heard great reviews on it. And I just haven't because, you know, I'm playing Diablo 3. And also Borderlands for the Vita is coming out, so I'm excited to have Borderlands on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Which even now I'm debating if I'm going to get that or not. You know, I'm going to get it. It's just a matter of as far as when I'll be getting it. We talked about the pre-sequel for Borderlands on Gaming After Dark, and we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. Getting to play as Wilhelm, and as you're going up in levels, you become more, you know, outfitted into your robot stuff. Yeah, the Borderlands
would be nice. Aaron said you want Second Son. He just beat it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He beat it with a baby. Take that. I bet you can't beat that.
What's the last game?
Beat it, but he beat it with a baby.
What's the last game I beat?
I'm just saying.
What's the last game I beat?
I don't know. It's been a while.
I'm not even going to count Diablo because that's Diablo. I'm talking about what was the last console game that I beat?
I don't know. Was it Journey?
The last console game that I beat probably was Journey, but the last console-ish like game was Tomb Raider.
You played it on the PC, but
yeah. So it's Tomb Raider, BioShock. Those are the games that I finished. I mean, we know how I play games. You know, I'll play Borderlands and beat it and enjoy it. But as far as other games, there has to be a certain element that makes me want to finish through the story, and I'm not quite sure exactly what that is. And I want to say it's the co-op, but then BioShock Infinite didn't have co-op in it.
Right. Even I heard the DLC is awesome
for
BioShock Infinite.
Really?
So that's on my plate. It's not PS4, but
well,
I want to play, but I don't have time.
What I'll probably do for BioShock, you guys are going to laugh at me. I may actually just watch someone play play it via YouTube.
Okay.
And I may get the story. I mean, that's what I did for Last of Us.
Yeah.
I watched PewDiePie play Last of Us. So I kind of like his commentary and stuff like that when he's playing the game. So kind of cracks me up. And then, wow, that was a lot of Diablo talk.
It was.
Also this week, I had to watch some mindless TV. So I watched some... I watched Husbands of Hollywood.
Because Jay likes it.
He
doesn't understand why he likes it.
I do not understand why I love this show so much. But they cracked me the hell up. Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon, JB Smooth, who I hated on Talking Dead.
Yes, he was terrible. Much.
Even Boris. I used to not like Boris.
Why do you not like Boris? You didn't even have a reason to not like him.
Because he's a pretty boy.
Really?
I guess.
Terrible.
I always thought that he thought he was all that.
Well, he probably does, but...
I didn't like that. Well, you didn't like Homeboy from Game of Thrones. One that died.
Spoiler.
Well, everybody dies in Game of Thrones. The one that what's the name? The mother of dragons
Drogo.
Was married to Drogo. You didn't like him.
That's because he had that cocky attitude,
and that's why I didn't like Boris.
Boris didn't have it like that.
How do you know?
Because I saw interviews with Boris. He wasn't like
whatever, that. Whatever, Renee. You blinded by his good looks.
He's not like attractive. He is an interesting looking guy. Okay, for those of those who don't know who Boris is, let me just Google it.
You gonna read his whole name?
What?
You gonna read his whole name? He's German African. He's German African.
No, I'm not gonna read his whole name. I'm giving a picture to people who don't know who Boris Kodjo is.
Oh, okay.
Just doing a little image. This is one where he has the freaking here's the gallery even.
See you, Aaron.
Bye, Aaron. That's Boris Kodjo. Anyway, he's a model slash actor who has unbelievably cute kids, by the way.
Yeah, he's pretty doggone funny. I mean, I really do like
Robin Thicke is in. So it's like for those of you who don't know, it's a satire of the Housewives of whatever.
Right.
So it's a scripted satire, and it's really funny. And so Jay likes it. It makes him happy. Of course we're going to watch it. So watched a lot of that. And it's just funny what they keep this past time Kevin Hart was fighting Sugar Shane Mosley.
Yeah.
And if those of you who don't know who Kevin Hart is, he's like 5 foot.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
He's about as tall as Danielle and Kimberly.
Yeah, he's about as tall as Danielle and Kimberly. So it was pretty funny.
So it was funny. I don't know why. It just cracks me up. Those guys just really crack me up. And
so they should. For those of you who don't know, I heard on NPR, I forgot when it was coming on, but Boondocks is coming on tonight.
Yeah.
On Adult Swim. Do we have it set up to record? Probably not.
We don't. But Kimberly told us about this.
Yes. And I love the Boondocks when it came out. I think it premiered in 2005.
You talking about the comic strip?
No, sorry. The show premiered.
Okay.
Crap. I don't remember when.
They said the show's been around for more than 20 years.
The show has not. The show came on 2005. The Boondocks, actually, I don't know when the Boondocks came. Come on. The Boondocks ran from 1996 to 2006.
Uh-huh.
So 96 to now is almost 20 years. But it's over now. So it stopped in 2006. But anyway, I'm excited about the Boondocks, even though Aaron Magruder and Adult Swim couldn't come to a production schedule.
Right.
This was the reason that they said they couldn't do it. But I hope that it's not the same old, like they don't do the same old jokes we've already done.
Right.
Find something new and innovative. Yeah. But this is the final season, of course.
Oh yeah.
So Boondocks coming on tonight. Oh yeah.
So we need to make sure we set the DVR for
yes.
it. And then Housewives of Atlanta.
So Housewives of Atlanta, the regular season is over. I like trashy TV, y'all. Sue me. It helps me turn my mind off. I like Housewives of Atlanta because those girls are crazy.
Right.
But the regular season was over. They had their interview show and people can't keep their hands off each other in a bad way.
Right.
For those of you who watch Housewives of Atlanta, check it out. There's some drama. There's some hair pulling. There's some screaming and crying. There's some, oh my God, it's Mia Huh. It's pretty crazy. So, Housewives of Atlanta. And there are women down there that are like that, which is a sad thing.
It is pretty sad.
It's pretty sad.
The fridge is not prepared.
Let's talk about some food. So, if you want to join the Fog Prince group, this is week 87. You can do so at facebook.com/group/frogpantslose it. And we'll have those totals next week.
Yes.
And then Renee made a new recipe this week.
I did. I wanted tuna veggie noodle casserole. So guess what? I made tuna veggie noodle casserole.
Uh-huh.
And the picture I took in the light of day, it wasn't as appetizing, but it tasted really good.
So did you post the picture?
No, I didn't post it. I posted it in one of my groups, and then I was like, hold on, that doesn't look so good. But it tasted really good. So
it
I mean, and because I haven't had tuna casserole in so long, so I had it. That's what you do when you make it. So super, super good. So we haven't tried this next item yet, but I heard about it.
Right.
We saw it on TV, and I immediately Googled it because it looked ridiculous. Domino's Specialty Chicken, which sounds ridiculous in the name in itself.
Right.
Basically, it's their chicken nuggets with cheese on it and your choice of
right
four different like kinds of toppings. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. It's just it's nuts.
Yeah, it's we actually read a Mashable very comprehensive, very detailed review of Domino's Specialty Chicken.
Right.
And they said it's good, but this is the kind of stuff you eat after a party late night and you don't want to show your face in the light of day.
It's the kind of food you eat on 420.
Would you try it after I read that to you? Is that something you would try?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not. I mean, so when you read it to me, we just had finished eating.
Right. So you
I mean, it's cool, I guess. But then, like, some of the toppings.
Sound appetizing.
Yeah, like, some of the toppings, I'm kind of like, just give me
buffalo chicken? Just give me buffalo bites.
Yeah, just give me buffalo bites, you know. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it may be one of those things where it's kind of like, eh, let's give it a try, you know, and then we'll try it, and then that'll be it, you know. You know, I don't see myself ordering like I would a sandwich from Domino's. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, Domino's specialty chicken. Go check it out. And I want to say what's up to Mr. Jimmy Marbles from the Hood Show.
Hey, Mr. Marbles.
Oh, we were talking about Diablo.
We played again with
Jimmy Marbles. So let me tell you what happened.
What happened?
Well, hold on. Let's go with Mr. Feisty real quick. Valentine's odds and ends. All right. So we're going to get to some odds and ends. So let's just talk about this for a second. So we talked about this before on the show, I'm sure. So Renee and I were leveling our Monk and Demon Hunter.
Right.
Right. So we were at 67. So here's how Diablo works. When you're within three levels of each other, the rank of the game goes to the highest level, right? So Renee and I were running Torment 1 at 67, and then because we had an open game, and this is fine, this is perfectly fine. Jimmy joined, and Jimmy was 70, and then we didn't know what's going on because it's like we're sitting there fighting, and then all of a sudden, everything just got hard. It was just like, you know, everything was just beating our... Oh, sorry. Everything was just beating our ass.
Like, we were getting stomped. And I was like, ooh, Jimmy.
No, at first I was like, what's going on? I mean, we were handling it before Jimmy came. What happened all of a sudden? It wasn't just because he came in or anything. You know, not because an extra person joined the party. But then I looked up in that top right-hand corner and it was like, Torment 1, bracket 70. So it was like, Jimmy. So we were like,
Jimmy's worse than Obama.
We were like, you can't leave because we're so close to finishing this the bounties for this act.
You have to stay.
You have to stay. Because
so we held him hostage.
Because if you leave, it's just going to be 70. It doesn't drop back down. That's the messed up part Diablo does. It's like when it goes to 70, it stays at 70, or it stays at that highest level. And it's kind of like, really? You're not going to drop it back down if somebody leaves? You're just going to leave me out here hanging? And then it was like, oh, man, you got to stay. And let me say, when I was living with my witch doctor, who was 68, Azixa did the same thing. He joined my game and bumped it up to 70. And I was like,
thanks, Azixa. You got to stay.
You got to stay. I'm sorry. You got to stay, man. And
but the thing is, though, you can put it in a private game, which we have started to do. When we really don't feel like being bothered, that sounds really mean. But sometimes I don't feel like, you know, people drop in and out all the time. So,
but if you see us online, send me a tell. If the game's not open, send me a tell. We'll probably invite you anyway. No, so I mean, we still want to play with folks and everything else. So. I did open my game up today when I was playing and stuff like that. But, you know, because, I mean, there's a few folks that drop in and out. Zixa drops in, Bronco and Jimmy, and we all kind of just jump in on each other. But, you know, if you see me on and if I'm playing Diablo and my game's not open, just didn't tell. You know, because I saw that Alachia had her group closed, and I didn't know that you could do that. Mm-hmm. And so she told me how to do it. So there's that. But yeah. If anyone, I'm going to reiterate this. Anyone see us online playing Diablo, do not hesitate to send a tell asking to join the game. Yeah. If, you know, and if we say no, that's okay. It's not
They'll
because,
be upset if it, we say
it's
no.
Not because we don't like you. It's just that mama wants alone time. Mm-hmm. And she's want to just.
Sorry.
Because here's what happened. Renee know I'll keep playing, right? And if I say, okay, because this happened yesterday, didn't it?
What?
I said Who joined our game? Oh. And we're running riffs. Somebody joined our game.
It wasn't the Zixa.
Someone joined
Frisco's.
Frisco's joined our game. And we were on the last riff. I just had said, this is our last riff. Then we're going to go watch some TV. Frisco's joined the game. And then I was like, oh, we can run one more. And then after we started running one more, I was like, oh, crap. I told Renee this is the one before this was our last one. So I felt kind of bad a little bit. So part of that, too, you know, is to kind of help me rein it in, take care of Renee and whatnot. So I do want to say thank you to Diddy. I didn't get a chance to thank you for that gift that you've given me on Steam. I really appreciate that. I will talk with you about that because I'm not sure what I'm going to do yet with it. So, also, birthdays.
We have birthdays.
So we do have some birthdays.
We do. I want to say happy birthday to our good friend, the Game Boy.
Game Boy. Happy birthday.
It is 25 years old today.
25 years
now,
old.
I've never had a Game Boy. See, you had a Game Boy.
Yeah, I had a Game Boy because that was a cheaper alternative to me getting a Super NES or
that's
NES.
That's awesome.
And it was nice. I had Dr. Mario. I had Tetris. I also had Mario. Those are the three games that I remember playing the most.
So I can't believe it's 25 years old. Oh, so old.
So I was 13 when I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So Brian Dinsley, his birthday is today as well.
Right.
Happy birthday, Brian Dinsley. And we have another birthday on Tuesday. Jessica Immel's birthday is on Tuesday.
Right.
Woo!
And then on Wednesday, we have Nicole Spagnolo. Nicole Spag from the Nerd Parent podcast.
Speaking of the Nerd Parent podcast, I realized today that SJ has, who is a host on there, has a phobia of peanut butter. And I have an in just reminding me that my Steam icon is peanut butter on a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my icon everywhere. And it kind of terrified her sometimes. So.
Right.
I apologized to her. She said, no, that really showed you were my friend because I stayed your friend. And I'm like, that's like if somebody has a phobia of like a clown, a scary clown. And your avatar is a scary clown.
Right, right.
So.
And then.
But I love peanut butter.
And then on Wednesday as well is Nick Spencer, a.k.a. Hikamori.
Happy birthday, Hikamori.
Yep. And then Saturday is two great birthdays. Who do we have?
Gladian, happy birthday, Gladian.
Happy birthday.
Our raid leader, our fearless raid leader from World of Warcraft.
Was he the raid leader? I thought Serb was.
He was co-raid leader.
I'm just playing.
Don't be putting him down.
I'm not.
I'm going to tell him later. I'm going to tell him you said that. And also, who else's birthday is
Buxley.
It?
Buxley.
Happy birthday, Buxley.
Happy birthday, Buxley.
His birthday is also on Saturday.
It is.
So happy, happy birthday.
And then you have some thank yous.
Yeah, I do want to say thank you to Danny and Shanna. They had their twin girls, and they have been bestowing nuggets of information on us even now, knowing mm-hmm. how busy they are. And I just want to say thank you for that because it helps me feel better. And they have so much knowledge now.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I do want to say congrats to Lisa and Don on their anniversary. They had their anniversary this past week.
Congratulations.
So say happy anniversary.
Yep. And then also for this week, pick of the week, I said it at the top of the hour and I'm going to say it again here. Go out to Kickstarter and search for Andrew Allen Trio and find that Kickstarter for Secret Identities covering music from Marvel and DC films. And go back if you can. Like the for those guys to reach that goal and be able to get that double disc out for sure.
Well,
that's a show.
We reached the end of the show.
We have. So
it was a short show, like I said. It was less than an hour, so short show.
Want to say a special thank you to the folks over at Core Natural, fine makers of natural soap. You can go find out all about it at corenatural.com. Thank you for hooking us up with some soaps to try out. We've been loving them. Also want to say what's up to Jimmy and Willie over at Her Show. Listen to that latest show of theirs where they talked about ghetto store names. And then also want to say what's up to the folks over at 10 Forward Podcast, over at nerdparents.com, over at Sci-Fi Tech Talk. I want to say thank you guys for being there. Also want to say what's up to all the people over at Black Astronauts Podcast and that whole line of shows, as well as the ladies over at Posse's Life. Thank you all for supporting all of us. I want to say what's up to JC, John Hammond C.
Mm-hmm.
And Trek Nerd have a new show called Grumpy Cast.
I like Grumpy Cast.
Yep. So okay. Go check them out. For real, yo. But if you want to reach us, you can do so. Renee and I, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast for the feed is Valentine Cast. We also have a Facebook page. That Facebook page is at facebook.com/valentinecast.
And you can call us, say what's up, at 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Our past shows are on there as well. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Want to say a big thank you to the folks over at prettylightsmusic.com for allowing us to use their music for our intro and outro. Also, again, I'd like to thank the folks at Andrew Allen Trio, as well as Coverville Records for allowing us to use their music throughout our show. We greatly thank you for that. Also, chat room.
Everybody, you all been amazing.
Thank you all for being here. JB Hannah, we saw you talking today. You didn't notice that, did you, babe?
He was here.
Yeah, he's
actually
always here.
Here.
He's always here. Also, want to thank Box Tech from Covered Out Loud for dropping by in on us, as well as Diddy and Udella. Hey, and dropped in. Thanks, man, for stopping by with that silky smooth voice, as well as Jimmy Barbos and none other, Punk Gopher. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all for being here. So much. We love you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Have a great week. Bye.